Yeah, but Hamir was still Sunday night and the day is early.
We're now in the second week of the 3 weeks. Last week, Sunday, began the Yizayin Tammuz, the 3 weeks, until Tisha B'Av, another week. And there's different halachos, different levels of the mourning, the halachos we have of the 3 weeks. What is the name of Chazal for these 3 weeks from Yizayin Tammuz to Tisha B'Av? It's brought in Megillas Eicha, Perik Al, Pasuk Gimel, Golsi Yehuda Ma'ini, Moroi Vavoida, Hi Yoshua Bagoyim, Limotza Manoia Kodfer, Segur Ben Amitzorim. That Yehuda went out into Golos because he's poor and they had hard work. He lived the Goyim, didn't have any rest, put all the people chasing him in the time of Ben Amitzorim. These 3 weeks are called Ben Amitzorim in Lashon Chazal, Yemei Amitzorim, Ben Amitzorim. I was thinking to myself, what does the word Ben Amitzorim, Yemei Amitzorim translate? There's two translations of the word Meitzah. We say in Hala, Mina Meitzah Karosika, which means through a narrow path we call out to Hashem, or it means through our pain we call out to Hashem. Meitzah could be either a narrow strip of land, a narrow pathway, or it could be pain, which both are the same thing. A person who's in pain is narrowed in. His life is very narrow. And what's happening here is, these 3 weeks, it's a time of Meitzah, a time of pain, and we're narrowed in, we focus in to what's happening to us. Shofar, when we say we blow the Shofar, it's Min HaMeitzah, the call of the Shofar goes out through that narrow path of the Shofar. And we push through on the narrow path, borders that push us into where we live. That's what this time of 3 weeks are. It's pushing Christ all together to do His Eiris, to do Tshuva. The Medrash Rabba in Eicha brings Ben Amitzorim is B'yoymen Ada'ako V'shuv Asa V'tamuz Atisha B'Av Shbem Ketiv Meroi Motzui. And these three, the translation of these Aramish words is this time of Yemei Tzorois, the time of pain, from Shuv Asa V'tamuz to Tisha B'Av, the Ketiv Meroi, the Shindala, the demon of pain, is found by Klai Yisrael. That's the Lashon of the Medrash Rabba. What exactly happened in this time from Shuv Asa V'tamuz till Tisha B'Av? I want to break down the time period for these 3 weeks, the six different categories. The first one being Shavuos Tammuz, which in history what happened was the wall of Yerushalayim was broken. The first Beis Midrash, Beis Midrash, the Romans or the Greeks came in and broke, the Babylonians broke the wall of Yerushalayim. That happened Shavuos Tammuz. Actually, Sefer Yirmiyahu brings that Tes Tammuz by the first Beis Midrash, the wall was broken, but didn't fall totally down to Yizayim. But Yitzayin Tammuz was something in the wall by both Beis Midrash, but Rishon and Bateshani. Rosh Chodesh Av is really a new level. At that time, the Goyim came into Yerushalayim and he came and closed the Beis Midrash. They started destroying Beis Midrash. Then we have the third level of Shuvah Shkaboy. After the Shabbos of 4 Tisha B'Av, is a higher level of mourning. Then you have actually Erev Tisha B'Av, which is even more, after that, so it's more level of mourning. Tisha B'Av itself, and then you have a last level of Asar B'Av, the 10th day. So we have six different levels we have in the halachos of the 3 weeks and 9 days to find out different halachos in different time periods. Sefer Yirmiyahu brings in Perek Nun Beis, Pesukim Yud Beis Gimel, and Nebuzaradan came and burnt the Beis Midrash b'chodesh hachamishi b'eser l'chodesh, which Pashat means in the fifth month, which is of counting from Nisan, on the 10th day. Sanhedrin was around the birth of Smidosh on the 10th day. Brings the Gemara in Tainis, Tav Chof Tesem and Aleph, a Braiso. Yef Shalom v'Shiva, Shalom Omen v'Asr. It can't be 7th of Av, because it says Pasuk, Esel v'Kodesh. Yef Shalom v'Asr, Shalom Omen v'Shiva. There's not a Pasuk Shiva. So Braiso is a Kasha. Which day is the burning of Smidosh? Was Smidosh in history burnt 7th day or 10th day of Av? Answers the Braiso, HaKetzad, B'Shiva Nichlesu Nochum Lehechel. On Zion of the Goyim came into the Beis Midrash, va'ochlu v'kirkulu, and they ate and they drank, they made averus in the Beis Midrash, v'shiva v'shmini v'tshi, on 7, 8, and 9, and some of the chashecha, shoshmi'tshi, that sits by Ar, on the close to Tashkia of Tisha B'Av, they made a fine Beis Midrash, v'idolik v'holikolim kuloi ad asara. So there's different levels from Zion of until Asara B'Av, the Goyim actually came in, having a good time in the Beis Midrash. The actual burning started by Tisha B'Av by night until Yud Av. The Mar then brings a Beis Midrash and said, "Emolei Yisi Beis Ador Lekevat El Basi. If I would have been that Durma's Mishnai, says Beikanon, I would have made a fast on Yud. Roy of the Heikha was burnt on Yud, not on Tisha B'Av. So by Mincha of Tisha B'Av before Shkia, they started burning it. So this is the Gemara that tells us the Chazal, or what happened actually on Tisha B'Av, or Zion till Asar B'Av. Now let's learn the halachos of these six different periods of time. On this 3 weeks, which begins on Zion Tammuz, the actual fast of Zion Tammuz is a few Yisurim that begin on Zion Tammuz. Says the Rekeach, and also the Gois Maimonides and Shulchan Aruch, Tovkuf and Aleph, Ein Aleches B'Yomim Elu, Yechidi B'Leilis. These 3 weeks starting in Zion Tammuz should not go alone at night. Vein HaHakas B'Yom HaTamidim, Mechshash HaKonis HaShed, Sheyesh B'Yom Elu. Another thing, Rebbeim and their parents used to hit their students and their children. And this time, it's more Mesukin, because there's a Shandali, the demon that goes around this time. Don't do it. So the Shulchan Aruch brings two things that be very careful of starting Yeshivas B'Tammuz. Don't walk around alone at night, and don't hit the children, the students or the children. These are two things that are gay starting Zion Tammuz the whole 3 weeks. That's always brought in after Shulchan Aruch. Later on, a later Doris, the Chazal started bringing more halakas than the Geya for the 3 weeks. Same Chassidim brings that the Chassidim nimnu metukufas le'echo peres kadoshim ve'loy le'loyma pirikha shechyonu. So Chassidim in Tov Mem as a chiddush that is a special shechyonu, don't make it in the 3 weeks. Shas Chus Maril brings that it's a heter shechyonu by binyaben or by bris, you could say, but most of the time you should not say shechyonu in the 3 weeks. Same as Chassidim brings also the Rabbah that Shabbos is mutter make a shechyonu, and the Shagas Aliyah and Rekiv Egi say according to Shita the Shabbos is mutter, Shkai is also mutter. But this Indian of shechyonu, a new thing, whether it's a new payri or new clothes, don't make it during 3 weeks. As part of the veil, it's not to be happy and have extra simcha of the new things. Next halacha in the gay in 3 weeks is music. Among Avram Tov Kuf of Nun Aleph Sif Yud brings Ein lasses rekudim umacholis biomelu al smach dvorov no good kayoim shleshmoy musical. Says nowadays you should not listen to music because it's Indian not to dance with rekudim rekulis. And that's where the Indian comes nowadays. Don't listen to music in the 3 weeks. It's only Morgan Avram, Machabe, and the healers of Svadim do listen to music during the 3 weeks. They start usually by the 9 days not listening to music. Next halacha is haircuts. This poet is called in Chazal. The Ramon, Tavkuf Nov Aleph, Sif Dalit brings, the Kehilas Ashnas, like, who go to the Ramon, hold back from having haircuts and shaving during the 3 weeks. The Svardim start usually from the Rosh Chodesh, from 9 days. Another halacha is the Indian not getting married in the 3 weeks. Most Kehilas do not make chasnas during the 3 weeks. Even those who do make chasnas during the 3 weeks, but Rosh Chodesh, 9 days they stop. It's brought in even the Machab and the Ramah who say not to make chasana. If someone who is not Yitzhak Peruvu yet, is an older Bacher, and he's given a shilik, he is a chasana, he can make a chasana in 3 weeks, not to make Menea for the mitzvah.
Yeah, with music.
Talking about the chasana. Chasana.
With music.
Not the music. There's an Yitzhak to make chasana during the 3 weeks.
Even
without music. It's Yitzhak chasanas. It's a heter to Peruvu. Once you have a chasana, music is also mutter. Yeah. Once you have the chasm, it's also mutter. Shara is, in the chasm itself, the suin is mutter not. Once you make the suin, you can have the music also. Another thing that more Svarim bring, you should do in the 3 weeks, is even someone the whole year is not saying tikkun katzois, especially if you're born in Arizal, someone during the 3 weeks should say tikkun katzois, what's called tikkun rocha and tikkun leia. It's a special tefillah we say, katzois time, for Avelis of Beis Mikdash. And this we do not say on Friday night or on Shabbos, you don't say with Shkodesh either, and brings among the Rav, you won't say Tikkun Atzeis even on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Karlai Ma'id, Ziyantiv, there's no Tikkun Atzeis on Tisha B'Av. That's the halacha of the 3 weeks. Now the next step we say is the 9 days begin with Shkodesh. Shkodesh may be more Chomer, brings the Shekhan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Tavkuf Nun Aleph, that there's a meat of Simcha and Miskar. Losh Mechaber, also Limnois Binyin Shal Simcha, Vachal Zeh Lesai Letzvoy Abayis. Especially is it to refurnish your house, paint and redo the house, or the shop is dovish, aim by tzorich to do dachov. If someone has a hefzer moment, that's a major sale on furniture, or a painter has a major sale on his painting, be hefzer, that's hefzer moment to redo the house. But normally it's is aser, because I'll say it's such an iser, or mecha memcher of simcha. Similar to like a shach yonu. Another halacha that's also during the 9 days is rechitza. According to the Ramah, it's also to take a bath and wash yourself, what he calls tiny of simcha. A tiny of simcha is also in the 9 days. And the first one explains what means tiny of simcha. A person who's sweaty and dirty obviously can wash himself. It means to stay in a zman harbe in the mayim chamin. A cold shower, a cold bath, when a person is dirty, definitely is mutter. Turning the mechanics to simcha, staying and enjoying yourself in a jacuzzi, in a hot bath, with hot water and on your whole body. Another halacha is...
Warm water, is that... You said hot and cold.
Whatever's mutter is man of urchitza, like on Shabbos or something like that, of not kind, like tiny. Tiny to simcha is also.
Can I have a shadow?
The loss is tiny to simcha. Another halacha is the gadol nikiyim. Clean clothes. Are you allowed to wash your clothes and wash your dryer during the 3 weeks? The Ramon, Mechaba, and Machlokes. The 9 days, sorry, 9 days, right, 9 days.
The Ramon, Mechaba, and Machlokes.
The Ramon says, beginning with Shkoidish, is ready also to do Rechitzas have a garden, to wash the clothes. Kvisa. And the Mechaba says, only Shu Shachabi. Svadim, Meiko, only Shu Shachabi. Most of Shnazim, hopefully, with Shkoidish ready, we don't wash our clothes. Why? Because similar washing your clothes makes like a new beggar. Similar to Shachiyono. Another incident in Nageya in the 9 days, the most people hold, don't eat basa and don't drink wine. Wow. Mishnah and Kindness, Perek Dal, Mishnah Zayin, Losh and Mishnah, is Erev Tishvav Suav Sekis, also the Echo Basa Jastayin. Losh and Mishnah, the Suav Sekis, Erev Tishvav. The Doris Achroinim bring that it added on from Rosh Chodesh. The Machabim himself, which most father found Machabim, only a makbid on the Erev Tishabah by Sumav Sekis. During that day, they do eat fleshiks and drink wine. Those who are makel and you could eat fleshiks and drink wine, in Shusha Chabay, some of them more makbid. Even Svadim, some more makbid, not the 9 days, makbid in the Shusha Chabay. But obviously, this is a miut that a choyle is mutter to have in these fleshiks, mutter to have fleshiks. So to some sperm bring, just like on Shabbos, you can have fleshiks. A moiti shas and a malke. Some first say you can also have faith in Sura Shabbos, Tirith Mamalka. The Taimonim, who follow the Lashon Rambam, they are not Machmir. They do eat Bas and Shtanyayin until Sura Sekis. But the Rambam himself, Lashon says, Fanogu Yisrosh, the Echo Basa Bishabazu. That means the whole week from Shur Shachaboy, the Lashon Rambam is not to eat faith and drink wine. The Miriam many Hasidim is that they have a Siyam. The sea was like a Suez mitzvah, like a bris or like a chasana. That matters you to eat the flesh and to drink the wine. The Chiddush Yarim used to say the reason why they make a seum in the 9 days, what was the reason why this mitzvah was destroyed? Everyone knows the skin is skin. So we make a seum, we have Avos Kaveh, we bring each other together, and we're Simon and Sekhah together. That brings the Havas Kaveh, it means the Havas Yisrael together, to attack in the sin skin. What is the heter of a seum? When is it? 9 days is definitely a heter. Question: Shu Shachabai. Some of us would say it's only during the 9 days before Shabbos. Once it comes Shabbos ready, it's more machmir not to make a siyum. Some say even the Shu Shachabai make a siyum, but not erev Tisha B'Av. There was a minhag by many people on Moed Tisha B'Av also is to eat both fleishiks and drink wine. They make a siyum then also Moed Tisha B'Av to have the fleishiks with wine. The shaila on this year Moed Tisha B'Av when you make avdala. You don't have Dollar Moshe Shabbos, because Tisha B'Av. We make a Dollar on Sunday night. You make a Dollar on wine, or on Shkamedina. If you say that Moshe Tisha B'Av, you can make a Siyam, someone can make a Siyam Moshe Tisha B'Av, and drink a regular wine for Dollar as he would regular Moshe Shabbos. There's many Siyam used to make on Moshe Tisha B'Av Siyumim, and some made it on Marcus, because and Marcus ends off. Akiva and Acham Tenu, when talks about Akiva, Akiva, talk about the Bini Mesh Midosh, come back and warm it Yishlaim. That was the tkufa of the 9 days. Now the next tkufa is the Shavuot Shachabai. Shavuot Shachabai, we just said, is more common. This year is Machlokes, but even is Shavuot Shachabai. Because this year Tisha B'Av got a Sunday, there's not really any time from Shabbos to Tisha B'Av. There aren't poiskim among the rumblings, Yesh Oimrim, that Shavuot Shachabai starts ready by Shabbos. Which means that the whole 9 days, according to among the rum, is Shavuot Shachabai. Most poiskim argue among the rum, and this year is no Shavuot Shachabai. It's only Shabbos and Tisha B'Av. No day of Shur Shachabai level. The Piskei Tshuvos brings that these days there is Shur Shachabai, but it only is the Shabbat itself. There are certain things on Shabbos you machmir, for example, Shachyonu, or putting on new clothes, that are machmir on Shabbat itself this week, Erev Tisha B'Av on Ches. The Mishnah Taina says, Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin, Yom Eidu Osim Mitzat Hakonis Hachom Stap Al Chavis Begodim. This week of Shavuot Chavoy is more machmir not take haircuts and wash clothes. So if for even the Svadim who do 9 days they do wash clothes and take haircuts during Shavuot Chavoy, they will not do it.
What about
the years when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, and therefore you matched Tisha B'Av to Sunday, so really Sunday is very Yud, and the Moiti Tisha B'Av we wanted to have a wine for the Avdallah different than this year. Moiti Tisha B'Av is Yud Aleph really, so we wanted to have the wine, and all the halachas we say of Yud will not be negay a year when it's a Nitka. Tisha B'Av itself is different than all the Tanaisim except Yom Kippur. All Tanaisim begin by Alois and go to Tzeis. Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur begin by the Shkia before and go to the Tzeis. Tisha B'Av itself is a Yom Zekorin for the base Midrash Rishon Sheni that were destroyed. And it's more of a Tkufa, the Tisha B'Av itself, than all the other fasts we have. It's more of a Tzar. Therefore, Tisha B'Av, the Rabbanan gave a Takana, similar to Yom Kippur. There's Chamisha and Nuyim, just like Yom Kippur. It's a Achila, Shtia, Rechitza, Sikha, you can eat, drink, wash, do any shmir, any oils, wear your shoes, attach the mitra. Same in noon like in Kippur. The colors are common just like in Kippur. Tisha B'Av is the only time a year of Isser, when there been Arbonon, to learn Torah. We don't find any other day in the year it's born a Chazal also to learn. On Tisha B'Av itself, only Muthis and Mutha learn at Tzorich the day of Avelus or to Gemara and Gittin, the Vishnu Gemara is by the Churban. It's the only time we find not to learn. The first being, what's the reason why I can't learn? Mitzvah Torah, what's right Avelus? The second Avol, he's now learned during Shiva. The reason is because of Simcha. Torah brings us, Kim, Kayen, Rechimeno, brings us Simcha. And therefore, the Simcha, the learning Torah, will give us Simcha. We can have Simcha on a day of the Quran based Midrash. Tisha B'Av finishes by the Tzeis, like I call them, of the next night. So that's early test, and goes to the next night, 24 hours later, to Tzeis, like I call them. The Yishami in Tainis, Perigdan, Alokahei, brings a Moirim that said they used to fast both days, Tisha and Yasara. Reason being, like we just said at the beginning, that the Bishnish actually burnt on Yud. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to make the fast on Yud. So Moroim at times of Yashami fasted 2 days. The Kafachayim and Kitcha Kanoruch, the Torah all bring, really we should fast 2 days nowadays. Onu Bezman Azeh, Chosh Kechenu. Nowadays, our bodies are weak, we cannot fast both days. So the Gemara itself passes only tests, and Rabbi Yochanan said he wanted to make a Yud. Some first thing, the reason why we don't hold like a Berikalan is the scout of the Penusa is worse. Beginning of the Panius, beginning of the bed is more common. But Berikalan wanted to say only Yud. And it's Vanam Yishami and the fest of both. But the Mikitish Kanorak and the Kapachayim say the reason is Onu, Bizman Azer, Tosh Kachenu. Our bodies are weak, we can't fast 2 days. It's brought in Svar in the minig of Yud of, also Natish Kanorak brings meat and drink wine, just like on the 9 days. Even Svadim, who during the 9 days do eat drink wine, on Yud also they don't drink, eat or drink wine. The Ramah says it goes to Chatzos. And the Chatzos ready is finished the eating of the 9 days, and the Chatzos of Yud, and it's Mutter. But the Svadim, or like the Mechaber, go till Shkia of Yud, and Machmer not to have wine and drink and eat Basar. The place says the same thing is by the halacha of music and washing clothes, taking haircuts, goes right for the Ramah and Avram, for the Ashkenazim. To Chatzos on Yud, and the Fir Svadim and Toshki, the whole Yud is also. Tisha B'Av itself, that comes out on Shabbos, and you need to Yud, like we just said, asked before, all the Tayyim start right away after Zman. Once you finish the Nitka of Sunday night, you're ready at Aleph, and his Mutter. According to Ramah, person should be careful, Moitzi at Soyim, like this year, we too make Abdullah, it's also drink wine and have Basar, even until Chatzos of Monday, Chlitza Yoyim. And there are some in Hagim besides the 3 weeks and 9 days that negaya to the Churban Bayis. There's also in the Gemara Rabbas of Samach on Beis when the Beis Midrash was destroyed. Second Beis Midrash, Rabba Prushim be Yisrael should the echo boss of Lishon Sayin. Never. The entire year the Prushim Churban Bayis stopped eating boss and drinking wine. If Yeshua came and Yeshua said, "Why are you not eating boss and drinking wine?" So the Prushim told Yeshua. Beis Midrash had Kabbalah of Basar, and they drink had wine from the Sakim. How could we go be ourselves, no Beis Midrash, to eat Basar and drink wine? So Yeshua asked them, so what about bread? Melachah is from grain, from wheat. How you drink eating bread? So he said, you're right, stop eating bread. Yeshua said, what about Paris? Bikurim is from Paris, right? We're stopping in Paris. Yeshua asked, where am I? This is Hamayim. So the Rabbanim were quiet. Yeshua said, we can't do it. We can't live like this. Everything, ask for everything. Only whatever the Rabbanim told us to do, that's we keep. Can't make any more kumnas. Ain't going to zera at Tziborish, Yehav Shalom Boy. But really, whatever the base midrash had, we should feel more and not want to have that nowadays. Another Gemara Mabasva adds on that there's three things that Bonham attack in Zekal or Khubin. One is in a house, make a new house, it's even Amal Amal. A space of Amal Amal, bare 4.5 centimeters, that is empty, Zekal Khubin not finished off. So I'm going to put in there a Meshkek Yushalayim. Another lock is by a food, when you eat a meal, one special dish we stopped having. More beans is called Kisa de Hanisa. A special fish dish they used to have by every Suda, nowadays we won't have. Third thing, an Isha, a lady when she got married, used to have a special atara, a special klila, a special crown. Now they stopped wearing it. The more beings, another halacha, which we do nowadays, the chasm before he goes to the chuppah, has what's called Eifa Makhle, put a special ash on the chasm's head to remember the place it's filled in, Meshkek Yishalayim. I was thinking to myself, what is it about these 9 days, about all these avelos that we have? There's a Gemara that says, everyone knows, Gemara in Tainis, Chavav and Beis, says, K'shem she niklas ov, amatim v'simcha, kach she niklas other amatim v'simcha. I once heard, Yaakov Kamenetsky, Yeshiva, Tavirat, Menediyuk, don't say any word to be atzvos. Don't say any word time to be said. K'shem that in ov, yamayim v'simcha, and also an av, yamayim v'simcha. Yaakov said, a person always be v'simcha. A person always be v'simcha, they have to feel less v'simcha, more v'simcha, but smidah shkurban, always have to always be v'simcha. How are we able to make me have a munah that's via Beis Midrash, if you always stay with Simcha. How the person always be Simcha? Prefer should be in the Marv Shemesh, Kish Levin, or Melech, the word be Simcha is the same oisis machshav. If you have a Kish Baruch, always your machshav, always your mind, you leave be Simcha. Shul be Zaycha with Hashem to keep Simcha and our machshav, only the Kish Baruch or munah, she Zaycha these days be Nepach, Yomim, you'll make your sauce with Simcha and the Gula Shlema, Mashiach, and Heavy Menu.
Amen.
Shkaya, shkaya, shkaya.
Ich weiß nicht, was ich sage.